The RPS is worldwide.
We're all, we're excited around here, but you can tell there's some tension in the air. A nervous tension, an excitement, if you will, a vibe.
This thing's gone global.
You and I are fine. What did I say way back when this started? Nothing changes for us. Are we ready to go?
It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, everybody. For those of you in Western Canada, to our friends in Eastern Canada, good afternoon. Welcome to Canada's daytime sports talk show, the RP Show. I'm Rod. He's Darren. How are you, Dupes?
I'm good.
Still haven't got a haircut, I see.
Still haven't got a haircut.
You really got a lot of Don Johnson-ish flow going there.
Well,
good for you.
Thank you.
Let's jump right into the deep end, folks. No use wasting time. A lot of hockey coming up on the program today. Where's the bell? There's games today, by the way. I should be leading off with that. Three NHL games. From what I'm told, they're all on television.
That's exciting.
So Christmas has really arrived for hockey fans. And coming up today in Hour 1 in our Game Plus version or a portion of the broadcast today, Rich Sutter will be with us, Columbus Blue Jackets Pro Scout. And also from Sportsnet Flames, Rich Sutter. We'll talk about his Jackets and the Leafs first round series. We'll talk about all the series. We'll talk about whatever comes up with hockey. But I want to say this too. Do you remember there was a time when the state of California was Death Valley for visiting NHL teams? Remember that?
Yeah.
You go in there and just expect to get your clock cleaned by the Sharks, Kings, and Ducks. It would just be by how much?
Yeah.
Not if you're going to lose, by how much. And now they're all out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
Times
they're
have
all
changed.
Home right now. So I want to ask Richie Sutter, how did that happen and we didn't even notice? Okay, so that's coming up. And then legendary Leafs TV broadcaster Paul Hendricks will be joining us from the T-Dot. And Brad Fay of Rogers Sportsnet. You would all remember him from the Raptors' famed run last year. He was Sportsnet's Raptors guy as far as the host. And I know him way back from the Kelowna Daily Courier days when he used to cover the Rockets. So we got a lot to cover with Brad Fay. But are we ready to go with a quick six show topic? What do you say, Jordan? Let's do it. So it's my brother's birthday today, and I called him, and he said, this is the cowboy, and he said, could you please give us some good news on the show today? Some good news? Because everything seems to be bad. And I said, you know, I was kind of thinking the same thing, but here's what I came up with for good news. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We don't get into politics here on the RP Show.
Hey.
That's the good news. I'm watching Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the Finance Minister Bill Morneau were being investigated by the Federal Ethics Watchdog for their role in funding WE. Homie, don't play that game. That's not what we do. That's the best I can come up with.
Well, thanks.
Okay, good. That's the good news.
That is good news.
We don't touch politics here on this show. Okay, moving on. You might find this interesting. Marlins general manager Don Mattingly, his phone is ringing off the hook with prospects that want to play. So they got 12 players and two coaches with coronavirus. For those that think that the virus is going to bring down teams that are playing right now or that they're going to run out of players, what have we been saying for months? They're never going to run out of players. Never, ever, in any league. There's always going to want to be players that want to play. And because there's no minor league ball at all in 2020, there's like hundreds, if not thousands, of players sitting at home going, oh, yeah, I'll come up and risk the virus to play in Major League Baseball.
Right.
And that's what's happening with the Marlins. That is a message to all players, which I'll come back around. Prospects ringing Don Mattingly's phone off the hook that they want to come play for a team that's had a coronavirus outbreak. Is there not a message in there? Is there not something to be learned in that?
Big time.
Moving on. Point three, U Sports has reversed their age cap decision. And I understand this pertains to a fraction of our audience, but it's still a big deal. Because of coronavirus and university sports being wiped out in 2020, there's a cap. You can't play at age 25 plus September 1st of your 25th year on the planet. And U Sports has elected to put that rule on hiatus for a year. Okay? There's more.
Yeah, be interested.
Are you texting somebody or what are you doing there? I find it extremely distracting.
I know you do. You tell me to write down show notes, so then when I do write,
take a pen and paper. So, anyways, U Sports has reversed their decision to not allow players to play at age 25. We'll come back on that. Point four at the CEBL Natty, the national championship. Monday was day three, and here's what happened. We're not just covering the Saskatchewan Rattlers because we are a national show. The Hamilton Honey Badgers beat the Guelph Nighthawks 97-71 in a game that I'm tabbing, the Battle of Southern Ontario.
Yep.
Hamilton beat Guelph 97-71, and also the Edmonton Stingers beat the expansion Ottawa Blackjacks 89-82. You know our guy that we loved last year for the Rattlers, Shaquille Keith?
Yeah.
He's with the Blackjacks. You right. pointed that out last week. He's leading the tournament in 3%.
Whoa. He was
from
not
beyond the arc.
He wasn't a shooter. He's down low in the paint.
He's leading the tournament. Just thought I'd put that out there.
Wow.
Moving on to point five. It is day four at the CEBL National Championship. Mike Morielli is the commissioner of this, of course, the CFL great. So here's the games today. It's Guelph against Niagara, Saskatchewan versus Fraser Valley. So you want to talk about CanCon, you want to talk about tremendous summer sports and the first Canadian League coming back, it's the CEBL. So I'm just telling you the results and what's coming up. Point six, guy wrote me this on Twitter today. Can the CFL recover from this? And as I mentioned, this is going to be a big hockey show today. Our viewers are just, man, they're clamoring for more hockey talk on the program. So we're going to give it to them. Here's our only point on the CFL. The story came down from the Canadian press that now the government's waiting for the CFL to get their CBA done, and the CFL is waiting to get their CBA done, needing to hear from the government. And I'm like, am I the only one that is seeing this as a major chicken and the egg scenario here right now? And who's going to blink first? How are they going to find a resolution to this? And if they sit there and don't get a resolution by the deadline and the season's wiped out, can the CFL recover? It's not my question. It came from a viewer, Chad Kaza, or he wrote it on Twitter. I don't know that the CFL can recover.
It's tough. It's in a tough spot, but you're right. It's like a big game of chicken, you know? Neither one, it's like a couple that's fighting, and neither one wants to be the one to apologize first, you know? Everybody wants to get over it. Everybody wants to move on, but we're going to say we're waiting for you, and you're going to say you're waiting for us, and we're both going to sit on opposite ends, and we're not going to play football. That's kind of how I think it's going to go down.
Right, and then what?
And then what?
So I guess with the question from the viewer, Chad, can the CFL survive or recover from this? Let's wait for the fallout, which I've been saying all along. You can't start the recovery process until you get the final tab on the damage. And we're not there yet.
Yeah.
So it's a worthwhile question. Can the CFL recover from this? But it's too early to answer that, to even really talk about it. Can we put the comment up from Trent in Norway, guys, if you don't mind? Here he is. Trent from Norway watching. Norway calling. Let the Stanley Cup playoffs begin. I'm pulling for the Oilers to win. The Miami Marlins have made the Canadian government wise with the Blue Jays. Are we closer to a CFL solution? Glad for you, sports, letting the fifth-year players get their chance. Stay healthy, everyone. I feel like Trent was reading my diary. He knew everything that I was going to talk
He's
about
He's got
today.
It all.
He's got it all. But the Stanley Cup playoffs aren't officially beginning. There's just three exhibition games today. And I had to ask Clark in our very brief pre-show meeting today, what channel are these on and when are they on? Because it's Leafs, Habs, Penguins, Flyers, Oilers, Flames. If I had to choose, I will be watching the Oilers and the Flames. You, however, are a Leafs fan, so you will find this in some regard tonight. Is it a doubleheader? I don't know.
I might find it.
You're not that interested?
It's an exhibition game still,
right?
And it's the middle of summer. So it's a beautiful day. I probably want to be out on my paddleboard. I'll catch the highlights. I might not watch yet. Tell me when it means something. Then I'll be there.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Jack Fulton watching in Vulcan, Alberta. He says, silver lining, NFL Canada. Hey, I'm all for it, but there's a lot of people that aren't. And I guess the viewers will decide what we talk about today. But when I'm not joking when I sit here and say people are like, more hockey, more hockey, more hockey. What do you want? Because you understand, yes, we are the Golden Corral of sports talk. We're a buffet, and we have a little bit of everything. We're the only buffet that's open right now. But what do you want? Do you want the steak? Do you want the ribs? Do you want the spaghetti? Do you want the pizza? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the Florida Panthers, his team in the Stanley Cup playoffs, or the team that I think will go the furthest out of Canada, the Winnipeg Jets, or the Golden Knights in their two-goalie rotation? Although the Knights have told us, don't call it a rotation. What are you going to call it? What do you call it? A platoon?
Yeah.
What are you going to call it?
It's what it is.
It is a rotation.
A tandem. I don't know. A duo? It's something, but it is. The two of them are going to play.
John Kirby's watching in Edmonton. He says, what time is the Oilers game on where you live, Rod? I don't know. I'm getting through this show, and then I'll worry about what I'm watching on television tonight later. I don't know what time the game's on. Pretty sure I'm free. Not much going on tonight for me. Speaking of, however, as I look at all my notes, those are the quick six show topics here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore, but I got more, probably five or six more. Rock star of the day yesterday was Gene Mikowski. The people love when the Hall of Famers come on.
Yeah.
Shocking, isn't it? And, of course, a Rough Riders legend, but Gene Mikowski yesterday, he was voted the rock star of the day by our viewers. My other point, I don't know what news to follow now. I don't know what news. There's just so much fake news out there. I don't know who to believe.
Yep.
Even the World Health Organization has been, they don't even know. They've admitted they don't know what they're talking about. They've literally said that. I don't know who to follow. So I've been invited to go down to Estevan Motor Speedway Saturday night. Our director, Jordan, is sitting on the fence whether he's going to come or not. They haven't invited me to drop the flag or anything. They said, Rod, just come down and we'll give you full access anywhere you want to go. The pits, inside the track, wherever you want.
Cool.
But we have family in that town. And they said, maybe you don't want to come because there's an outbreak. A bunch of kids went to Kenosha on the weekend and now there's been a corona. So I didn't see that in the news, but I don't watch all the news. I'm just kind of living my life.
I know.
Is that wrong?
No, it's not wrong.
Did you hear about an outbreak?
I heard about one case in Kenosha. I heard about an outbreak, you know, in southwest Saskatchewan, in the Swift Current area. So I did decide not to go to Swift Current and play golf on the weekend. Was going to go do that last weekend with some friends. But so I decided not to. I figured that would be a smart choice. You got to do what's right for you and your family, for sure. But when it comes to the news, who do you trust? Right? Who do you trust? That's where you should get your news from and where you probably would turn to and believe what you're reading and what you're hearing. It all comes down to trust. So,
And your own personal opinion, by the way. I mentioned what that emergency room doctor said to me. I mentioned it on the air yesterday. People's heads exploded. I've been talking with people that are very, very, very afraid that they're going to catch coronavirus and die. And they don't have any other extraneous health issues other than they're maybe overweight or maybe they have diabetes or something. I believe it's a person-to-person situation. I've heard people say, I'm afraid to go to a theater. I'm afraid to go to an arena. Cool. That's their opinion. But don't judge me because I'm not. Don't, please. Live your life how you want. No, that's what I'm doing. So I'm going to go down to the Speedway, and I'm going to beat the races, and we're going to golf on Saturday, or we're going to go out for supper with friends, and I'm going to live my life until I'm told otherwise. Because we're allowed to do it by health officials, top health officials. So my app here, what a gap in the Score app, by the way, which I found. Sports must be back. I'm going to the Score app every day. You must be doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
On the NHL schedule, it goes from April 4th to August 1st. Nothing in between. And I just looked it up now. Nowhere does it say NHL preseason or exhibition games on the Score app for what time the game is. People are writing in and telling me that it is 8:30. Okay, if you say so. Robert Anderson in Toronto writes in and says, thanks for the CFL talk. Keep it up. Lorne in Kamloops, British Columbia says, is TSN driving the CFL timetable? Latest reports are that the 2020 season won't start until October, avoiding potential conflicts with the NHL, NBA, and MLB. Lauren, you are so underscoring my point as to I don't know where to get my news from anymore. I didn't hear that. I think the least of the CFL's concerns is conflicting with those sports. That is the of the worries they got, of the 99 problems the CFL has, that ain't one. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Conflicting with, you already are conflicting with other sports, and you're not even playing. I got to read that. I got it. Thank you. I got to read it. Another one, by the way. Excitement of fans at games. I'm watching the Blue Jays games, and although they were dropping bombs last night in Washington, who knew? Because there's nobody there.
I know.
No, it's like a practice. Now, I've said many times that I could watch a football game or a hockey game. I fully believe with no crowd, and it won't even affect me because I'm literally looking right inside the boundaries and the sidelines. I'm not looking outside. But with baseball, because my mind tends to race and run, I get hella bored watching baseball with no crowd there. Right? Now, the hardcore baseball guys, of which I'm not one, probably feel exactly the opposite. They can watch a ball game and they don't care about the crowd. But I am bored watching Major League Baseball with no crowd. How about you?
Yeah, I'm not bored. You know what I actually really enjoy? The Jays and 30. The Jays and 30.
Quick,
because you got me for 30 minutes. And actually, I sat on a patio and I watched it on the weekend. And I'm like, I got everything. It was great. Didn't have to worry about no fans. I got to see all the plays. That felt like baseball. I watched the game, though. It was a Yankees game on the weekend with no fans. And I watched like 10 minutes of it is all I could watch. But Joe Buck was calling it. And I enjoyed listening to Joe Buck. And it just felt like a practice. It felt like some scrimmage that... It didn't mean anything. Felt like it didn't mean anything. It felt like, are they really hustling that hard, trying that hard? Does it matter? It felt like a rec game. That's what it felt like. It felt like a rec, like, you know, we'd play a rec hockey game. Yeah, you try, but do you really try? You know, only to a certain extent. That's what it felt like to me.
Reminds me of playing rec hockey when, I don't know if it was just practice. I could never get serious. But one time my wife showed up to watch a game and they couldn't get a pee by me. Just
right.
Kicking like crazy. And when the game was over, the guy said to me in the locker room, the dressing room, can you ask your wife to come every game?
Right.
Because you actually tried because there was somebody in the crowd watching you that you cared about.
Means something when the fans are there, even if it's just one.
Right. Now, some of these games, as Richie Roy is watching in Weyburn and says, the Orioles versus White Sox, the original no fans game. Listen, it's for sure. It's like watching games in Baltimore and Tampa Bay in the regular season in a regular year. Yeah, I get that, but it's still just not the same because there's nobody behind home plate. And it's just weird for me. That's all. Yeah. I know we got to speed it up. Were you going to ask me about where I got this shirt? Can you ask me?
Yes. Where'd you get that shirt?
Thanks for asking. The Newfoundland Growlers sent it to me, by the way. They are the reigning ECHL champions. Used to be the East Coast Hockey League. Now it's just the ECHL. So shout out to our crew watching out in Newfoundland. We're very big in Atlantic Canada. We're on most cable packages out there. Yeah. And the Growler sent it to me. So I want to say thanks. And because it's a hockey day here, I wanted to wear it in honor of the Growlers, which there looks like they will be the champions for a long time. And our poll, Canada's Game of the Week in Week 8 of the CFL Sim season. Vote now on Twitter for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Here are your options in Week 8 of the CFL season. Ottawa at Saskatchewan, Winnipeg at Toronto, Hamilton at Edmonton, BC at Montreal. Running away with it on both Twitter and Facebook is Ottawa at Saskatchewan. If that holds over the next 22 hours, we'll be broadcasting the Red Blacks and the Rough Riders Thursday night, 7 p.m. Mountain on this Facebook Live channel. That is a mouthful here on the rollout for Flooring Superstores. When we come back, a sports update and Rich Sutter, 13-year NHL veteran. Look, you all said you wanted to talk hockey. Give me the questions. I'll fire them at Richie. That's coming up. Viewer interaction. That's us. It's the RP Show. You're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Rich Sutter coming up. We got some great questions coming in here. I like this one from Jason in Red Deer. He says, hey, Rich, who is your pick to win the Stanley Cup, and why is it the Calgary Flames?
That's good.
Very Calgary-ish. I'll tell you what, they're very fired up in Flamesville.
Yep.
You know you're going to lose to the Jets in four, right, in the play-in? I'm just putting that out there. They're telling me that we do have a connection issue with Rich Sutter, so we're working on it. My four favorite words in broadcasting, remember?
I do.
We're working on it.
Yep.
What up, Ryan? The Toronto Blue Jays hit four home runs in a 4-1 victory over the Washington Nationals Monday. A pair of them came from Teoscar Hernandez, who replaced an injured Bo Bichette in the lineup. Ryan Borucki was given credit for the victory after watching an inning and a third with two strikeouts. Almost the same name as our technical producer, Ryan Borucko. Blue Jays prospect Nate Pearson will make his Major League debut Wednesday against the Nationals in Washington. Pearson was drafted 28th overall in the 27 MLB draft. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says the earliest the Miami Marlins and Baltimore Orioles could play each is Wednesday. The league has already postponed their Monday and Tuesday night games in light of several members of the Marlins players and staff testing positive for the Rona. The New York Yankees and Philadelphia Phillies hope to start their series tonight after their Monday night game was postponed. U Sports has changed its mind on an age cap that would have kept dozens of football players from finishing their fifth year of eligibility. Interim CEO Dick White says they will look into revising the rule, but they're saying they're going to revise it.
Oh, yeah. Right? No, it is, and they're going to play with the older kids.
This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade games and batting cages are officially open. No reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Sean McCormick's watching. He works for the Game Plus Network and Anthem Sports. He says, I can watch regular season baseball with no crowd, but playoff baseball with no crowd will be tough. The atmosphere is just different. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. My guess, Sean, is maybe you're more of a baseball aficionado than I am, because you're just so entrenched in every pitch after pitch after pitch. Again, with hockey and football, that's me, but with those two sports. With baseball, I need the distraction. That's all that I'm saying.
I agree with the playoff side of it, because how do you ramp up that intensity? How do you bring that extra, you know, because the ballparks are just packed in the postseason. In the regular season, you're there for a hot dog and a beer and skip work or skip school and, you know, walk around. And in the playoffs, you don't leave your seat. And so it's every pitch matters in the playoffs. I don't know how they're going to recreate that.
By the way, the Leafs are watching. I got to put this out there. The Leafs have informed me that the Newfoundland Growlers are their ECHL affiliate. Are you a Leafs fan too, Max? No, you're not. No, he's like, no.
Don't associate me with that.
Oh, yeah, a Nashville fan. That's our summer student, Mad Max. I'm just saying, we're very big in Toronto area, and the Leafs watching texted me and said the Growlers are our team. Defending champions. Leafs going to be good for a while in terms of the prospects coming up. When you can leave Adam Brooks off your 30-man roster for the playoffs, would you not think he would be in the extra 8-9 guys?
I thought he would have been. I'm a little shocked that he's not. But Robertson's good. They got some young guys who are going to get a chance. And those guys really aren't going to play like the Black Aces. They're not going to play. But I was shocked that he wasn't part of the group.
Breaking news as we await Rich Sutter. This from my Bleacher Report notification. Chiefs Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes is the youngest owner in sports history after becoming a part owner of the Kansas City Royals. Of course he did. At $45 million a year.
What did he do? Just like went shopping on the Forbes list of most like teams worth the most money, franchises or whatever. I mean, the Royals aren't up on the top of the list, but okay, can't afford that, can't afford that. Royals, oh, I can afford them with my $500 million, and away you go.
Okay, so they're telling me we can go with Rich Sutter, but it's going to be choppy. Guys, I'm not going to go real long with it's real choppy because I want to get him on the phone because we got a lot of people have questions for Rich Sutter. We need to be able to understand it. But here we go, Rich. Let's go out on the video chat. Wait, it looks good. Of course, you always do, Richie.
Great. I feel you. I hear you guys crystal.
Okay, well, it's not coming back as good the other way, but let me ask you this. How do you feel that hockey is back? You said it would be, and we got three games today. How you feeling?
Cautiously optimistic how things are going to go. I think everyone deserves to be patted on the back to this point for the job they've done, the commitment they've made. The real test now has been actually from the time arrived at each of the two hubs really for the next 3-4 days to really see where things are at, and if they can all settle in and hunker down, I think we're gonna get away with this.
What do you think? Are we gonna continue? Don't give me this.
Let's put them on the phone.
That Clark's telling me to go up to your office, Rich. I don't know if the reception's better up there or not. Go up to your office. Why are we doing this on live television? Why are we? Gord Archibald writes, and he says, I love baseball and have missed it. We'll watch it with the same interest with or without fans. I think we're zeroing in on whatever your main sport is, you're fine.
Yeah,
but it's the fringe sports that you're not so down with.
Have you seen the two arenas in hockey and the pictures of how they've dressed those up with the NHL logos and lights and stuff? They've made it feel very intimate and intense. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, part of the charm that hasn't really happened in baseball. I like, you know, where they put the cardboard cutouts in LA behind the home plate. That adds a little bit of charm and looks kind of neat. Hockey, I'm really curious to see how it comes across in the games on TV, because they'll have the noise, but they've got the stands filled with those screens and those banners, and it makes a intense little atmosphere, and hopefully they can bring that intensity. That's the part of it. You feel it. You get the whole atmosphere. People often say that they just want to watch the games. Just give me the games. That's all I need. I don't need all the pomp and circumstance, but that adds to it. When you come into the arena and you see the Oilers flag or the Leafs flag going around the stands and the lights are down and the crowd's in and they have the smoke on the ice, like that builds your feeling for the game and gets you into it. And by the time they drop the puck, you're so into the game that you don't need all that stuff anymore. It's playoff hockey.
John Kirby in Edmonton, he's just adamant he wants a WHL update. He's asked like 18 times this morning, hey, Rod, how will the WHL work with the border closed? Look, I wasn't going to give you this, but I'll give you this. It's not my story to give you. What I was just told this morning, the smart money is on the WHL starting in November, not October the 2nd, which was what they... That was the last announcement they had was October the 2nd. I'm told the smart money is November. Somebody said it would be interesting to get the players' perspective on playing in front of empty arenas. Well, that perspective's... It's out there. I've read it everywhere. I mean, what... Do you want us to... Like, we had Connor Ingram of the Predators on. He addressed that exact same thing. Are you familiar with Google? Like, where are you getting your news from?
Right.
I've been reading this stuff. Colin in Ottawa writes in and says, if MLSE is watching, can you please ask them why they don't want a CFL season? I said the Leafs were watching. I didn't say MLSE is watching. I feel people are cranky this morning, and it's making me cranky.
Right. They just shut the blinds on the Facebook wall and go about this show.
I don't know.
Right? It's a vibe.
Where are you getting? Do you want us to provide all your news on this stuff? Because the players have talked about it. I mean, I read an article this morning about how they're relaxing the dress code for the NHL players in the bubble. Jason Spezza said that he's worn a suit for every game since he's 15 years old. And if you're familiar with hockey culture, that would not be a surprise to you at all, would it?
No.
And now he's like, now I don't have to. I think I'm going to wear a suit anyways. And I'm sitting there going, why am I reading this? Why do I care what players are going to wear to the rink? I don't care. Get on to the ice. That's what I care about.
Yeah.
It reminds me of sitting in Brian Sutter. I've told this story a million times, but for our new viewers on Game Plus, they haven't heard it. I was sitting in Brian Sutter's living room in Sylvan Lake, Alberta. And if Rich is listening, he's probably been there, his brother. And I said, son, can you put it on TSN? Because he was watching an American game on satellite. He's like, I don't get TSN. So what are you talking about? We're watching hockey right now. He goes, I have a satellite. I have NHL Center Ice. I get the games, but I don't have the sports package. So he gets just the games. And I said, that's odd. He goes, I don't want to hear all the gobbledygook on the panels and the insiders and the this and the that. Doesn't mean anything. All that matters is the games. And I'm like, wow. That really changed my way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what they wear to the rink, do you?
Not anymore. But
okay.
But that's the transition, right? It's the transition. You need it. You need all of it. Because as kids, you know, we liked the skills competition. We liked what the players were all about. We watched NHL Be a Player and all these, you know, cool shots and all these stories we learned about the players. And we were like, I'm a fan of this guy. How do they tape their sticks? We loved that as kids, right? So we did the same thing. I taped mine like Eric Lindros for a short time. And I used the Wendell Clark curve on my Bauer stick and all of those things. But then as you get older, then you start to really like the hockey game. Now, what are they wearing to the rink? I'm going to wear that to the rink. And I'm in. And that makes you fall more and more in love with the game of hockey to the point where you get to be an adult and you just love the game so much, just give me more hockey. You don't care about the other stuff.
But
the other stuff is important because it's now getting the next group falling in love with the game. If you drop all that now, the game's going to end with you and I.
Yeah. But that's, I can only like what I like and I can't put myself in the mind of an 8-year-old boy. I mean, I can remember what I was like at that time. But yep. By the way, I just got a note from producer Clark. After our next break, we'll come back with Rich Sutter and we'll have about a 10-minute segment with Richie and we'll take your questions. But I want to put a disclaimer out here right now for our viewers all over North America on Game Plus and our usual viewers on Facebook Live. I'm not Wikipedia. I'm not Google. And I'm not your encyclopedia. Guy wrote me this morning from Northern Alberta on Twitter. He DM'd me saying, do you know when the newspapers are going to put out the full scoring for the players for my playoff draft? Why are you asking me? And by the way, I never even thought about, listen, we all used to go by the newspaper and the Leader Post used to have the entire scoring for the year. I DM'd the guy back, potentially a little rudely. I said, have you heard of NHL.com? Go print off the player rosters, make a stack, and take them into your draft. And I'm supposed to tell you when your newspaper is printing all the scoring? Like, holy smokes, man. Get on your dinosaur and go down to the store and buy the paper yourself. See what I said? They're annoying me today. Can we take a break, Clark? I need to have a quick shower in 10 seconds. Okay, what do you got before we break? They're annoying me.
Yeah. I think I got nothing. Let's just go take a let's take a break. I need more coffee.
From Lauren. Lauren and Caleb, just the games. I love it. Well, you can thank Brian Sutter for that. I got that from Brian. It's ruined me. It's ruined me. All you need to watch is the games. You don't need all the other gobbledygook. You don't even need us. Rich Sutter next.
Wait.
Wait. Rewind 10 seconds. We'll be back. It's the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Okay, welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of Rich Sutter, we got about 10 minutes with Richie here, 13-year NHL veteran. Jeff the Stamps fan writes in from Calgary regarding me being annoyed by people today. He says, you catch more bees with honey than vinegar, Rod. Who wants to catch bees? Why would I want to catch bees?
Right.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard. Okay, let's go to the video chat. Rich Sutter, thanks for being patient with us, Richie. As hockey's back today, there you now it's great. Man, you're looking like $1 million out there, Rich. Can we jump right into the viewer questions?
Yes.
Okay, so the guy in red here, Jason, said, Rich, who's your Stanley Cup favorite and why is it the Flames? So they're very excited in Calgary. Let's start there. What are their chances?
Well, look, their chances are probably all right. It comes down to health, comes down to goaltending, I think, more than anything, especially out of the chute. The team's got to get some rhythm and get some momentum going, and if you don't get goaltending right away and timely saves, it ain't going to matter, and I don't care who you are. So, look, Calgary is got a chance like everybody else, but I'd like to think that there are other teams out west that are far and away better clubs at this point, I would have to believe more favorites to come out of the West, particularly, I would say Vegas, I would say Colorado, just to say two of them. Look, I think they've got their hands full right now trying to get just past Winnipeg and see where they go from there.
I got Jets in four, by the way, and I don't even care really for the Jets. John in Edmonton says, what does Rich have to say to fans that think this isn't the right time to have the NHL playoffs?
That this isn't the right time?
Yeah, that you shouldn't
well,
be playing at all.
I don't know if anything is the right time the way the world we're living in right now. I believe that if other countries can try and follow what we're trying to achieve here in the last few weeks and future weeks, I think we're going to be fine. But I think right now that, look, we're just trying to get something to happen. I think, and I've said it before on our show, Rod, is that the NHL people and the return to play committee people and everybody in general, and especially in the hubs in Edmonton and Toronto now, deserve a lot of credit just to try and get this off the ground. And we've got this to phase four. I think what they've achieved this point has been extraordinary. I expect it not to change. Look, when we haven't had hockey for 4 months and you can't turn a TV on because you can't get no live sports, I don't care if it's hockey, baseball, golf, whatever it is. Look, we realize that, yes, some of these things that are going on in the world that we haven't had for 4 months are an integral part of our lives, whether we believe it or not, and we have missed it. And it's great to have it back. I don't care what time of the year it is.
Great answer. Listen, this is completely off the board, and it's a question from me, but I said earlier, California used to be Death Valley in the NHL for road teams. Sharks, Ducks, Kings. They just mulched teams that came through there. Now none of them even made the play-in round. How did this happen with nobody noticing?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And to me, it's disappointing because, you know, L.A., for 4 or 5 years there, we're in the thick of everything. Anaheim was holding their own. San Jose was holding their own. And you look at it now, Rod, it's something that I know those teams are – you look at their depth charts, you look at their drafting. Look, these particularly Los Angeles and Anaheim, what they've got coming, listen, hockey fans, they've got some great, legitimate players coming, and I think it's going to be not too long before they're right back in the middle of it. I especially like Los Angeles' situation with all their picks who I covet, and the picks that they got coming in the next one or two drafts. So, look, they've done a heck of a job, and I think that the teams in California, and if you're a fan of any of the California teams, you got a bright future. There's no doubt.
From viewer Nelson, does this format open up the playoffs for another dark horse run? And who's your dark horse pick in each conference? Now, you get a paycheck from Columbus, so you can't say them. So anybody else, who's your dark horse picks?
Well, the biggest thing is getting through, like I said, getting through the qualifying round and trying to get some momentum and escaping any injury or illness is going to be huge. And I think if you see a team that can just get out of that first round, for me out west, look, I have to say I like Vancouver. I like their depth. I do like their goaltending if Markstrom can stay healthy. They've got, I think they've got 14 or 15 NHL forwards that can jump in, and they've got what I call their middle six and bottom six forward group that can move up and down your lineup in lines 2, 3, 4. I think if they get going, I mean, they can be a team that can be reckoned with. So to me, again, it's like anybody else. It's getting through the first round. So out west, I would say Vancouver. Out east, you know, everyone talks about Washington. Not, you know, look, you got Tampa, you got Pittsburgh. You talk Washington. These teams have all been really strong. But I think that, look, I'm not going to talk about our team. I know where we're at and where we are at today in our mindset and from a health wise. And I think it's awesome. But I think the team that scares me with huge potential, and if they can get goaltending and health, is going to be the Flyers.
Philly Flyers. DuPont thought you were going to say Florida. I get the Philly thing. Absolutely. Literally came out of nowhere. Your old teammate Proper was on here a couple of weeks ago and extolled all the virtues of the Flyers, team ambassador now for Philly. Viewer Craig Monroe says, do you think great home teams like Vegas lose their advantage in this format? That's a good question too.
Well, you know, that is a great question, Craig. And the thing that, you know, I kind of, when you hear the comments have come out in the last couple of weeks about how the NHL is trying to find ways to squash the home side advantage for Toronto and for Edmonton, I don't know how you do that. Do you take them out of their locker room? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you tell a team that they can't have their own locker room and that's their own building. So I don't think, look, you gotta fight through that as a mental thing. I know that's something I can honestly tell you that is what Columbus has already put to bed. They don't care. They'll play Toronto and Greenland. They don't care where they're playing them. They believe, and we believe, that we can beat them. We like our defense. We like our goaltending. So I don't think home ice has a lot or home advantage or familiarity with your own locker room. Look, these guys got to go live in a hotel too. These guys got to go live the same type of life that everyone else has to live. The other 17, 18, 19 hours a day that they are not in the building or at the rink. So, look, the parity is so strong. The game is so good. Difference makers have to be difference makers. And that means Connor McDavid has got to be out of this world, which he seems to have been for the last 2 weeks already without games. So you rely on your best players. If your best players are not your best players at this time of the year, I don't care whether it's June, July, October, if your best players aren't your best players, you don't win.
Interesting. Nobody's picking the Oilers as dark horses, and I don't think they are dark horses because they're the Edmonton Oilers with Connor and Leon, Neon Leon, and Mike Smith in goal and so forth. It's interesting that they're not, and I get why. They're just such a high-profile team. Well, we may be able to squeeze a few more in here, but multiple people, Richie, have asked the same question. And it's, with the first overall pick to be determined, is there any teams that will bomb intentionally? I don't even like dignifying it with an answer. I'd hate to think teams would do that, but so many are talking about it. Is there a chance teams would do that? No.
I don't believe. I think the chance of that is 0%. Look, these players are incredible athletes. To understand the mindset of a hockey player, you kind of have to be around one and know and understand one. These guys are not laying down their sticks and taking their skates off for the well-being of hoping that you might have a 12-point-whatever-percent chance of getting the first overall pick just to appease your organization. Your job is to succeed and have success as a player individually and collectively as a team. And that means winning playoff games and winning playoff rounds and getting, first of all, through the qualifying round. So I don't believe that for a second. I've never heard of it. I've never, I never ever crossed a national hockey player in my lifetime that would think that way. Because if they did, they'd be out of a job really quickly.
Yeah, I think that's just why it's media and fans that are asking that question, because I think it's absolutely asinine to even talk about it. I didn't even want to ask you. I guess we got about a minute and a half, Rich. Why will these Stanley Cup playoffs be the most difficult to win in history? Everybody's saying it, and I believe they are, but put your player hat on. Why is it going to be so tough?
The biggest thing has been the commitment to date by every individual player, the commitment to stay with it, the intrigueness and possibly the excitement of walking into the unknown of these hub cities and these actual inside these hubs, and to kind of stay with it the first 3 or 4 days and try and get into a routine, and familiarity about how we're going to go about doing this on a day-to-day basis. And then from there, then it becomes a mental thing where how do we stay with this? How do we be able to stay with the parking of the outside noise, not being able to see your loved ones? Look, it's difficult, but I think the game is not going to be necessarily won with a cup this October by a team that could be the best. I think it's going to be the team that's probably the best and most stubborn mentally, with an enormous mindset that, look, we're in this together. Let's fight in this together. We are. This is my family. Everyone back home is fine. It's great to have the technology to FaceTime, whatever it is to do with them, Zooms, whatever it is. But focus on the present. Focus on my group. Focus on my brothers. My men around me, whoever is part of this group, this is my family for now. For me, it would be easy. I know that a lot of these guys probably want their wives out of the house anyways for 2 or 3 months. So away you go. like Nick Foligno said, we'll see you in the conference finals, and I'll see my babies when I bring the cup home.
A lot of people would pay to have this chance. Richie, this worked out great. Rich Sutter's appearance brought to you by Original 16 from Great Western Breweries. You're looking great, my friend. Call you later if that's okay, if you're around.
Absolutely. Have a great day, you guys.
Thanks, Richie. Good
Sorry
job.
For the
Appreciate
technical
the time.
Difficulties earlier.
It's all good. Rich Sutter, 13-year NHL veteran, pro scout of the Columbus Blue Jackets, and also from Sportsnet Flames. Viewer takeover when we come back. A lot of questions to get to from them. It's the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV. Listen for us on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and please leave a review and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting. VMI and vending solutions and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. You viewers watching on Game Plus and Facebook Live, you're wondering, why is there a Ron McLean book on your desk? I'm glad you asked. Breaking news, Ron McLean, host of Hockey Night in Canada, will be on the program tomorrow, Wednesday, here on Canada's daytime sports talk show. Ron McLean previewing the Stanley Cup playoffs. Viewer takeover time. One of our sponsors watching, Doyle, says, good morning from Wendell Clark's. Good morning, Wendell's. I really miss that place. But this is viewer takeover, where we allow the viewers to ask the questions, which we've kind of done at our own peril for most of hour one
yes.
of the program today. But they want to know about the CFL. And that's fine. I mean, this has been committed to a hockey show today. But if the viewers want to talk about it, we will. Nate in North Battleford writes in and says, with time ticking on the CFL, is the league looking at pushing the season later into the winter and doing a hub city in Vancouver or Montreal in one of the domes? It would allow the league to play more games and they wouldn't have to play outdoors in Winnipeg in December or January. Yikes. Strong markets like Winnipeg and Regina are more ideal, but they need to get creative if they truly want a 2020 season. Well, of course, maybe they're looking at it, but if they are, I don't know about it. And can you put the comment up from who wrote about the dunk report this morning, guys, from Justin Dunk at 3 down? Nelson, can you put it up, please? From Nelson. From many CFL players, CFL missed another meeting with the Players Association on Monday. From Justin Dunk, Canadian government still looking at what emergency response programs the CFL can pull from before pursuing the loan for their $40 million ask. So I've heard it from so many people, I'm starting to believe it. The federal government is going, CFL, we got money here for you. Get your act together. I don't even think the CFL knows where to start doing that.
Right. Wait. Huh? You're not going to pay for it? What do we got to do? Right?
They don't even know. And time is becoming a factor. They're for sure in a crisis. They don't even know where to begin. Our daily poll question for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center is, which is Canada's game of the week in the CFL sim? This is our computer-generated games that we've drawn over 70,000 viewers for. We're following the actual CFL schedule, and week 8 games are these. Ottawa Redblacks at Saskatchewan, Winnipeg at Toronto, Hamilton at Edmonton, BC at Montreal. The whopping winner from, obviously, fans of both teams, Saskatchewan and Ottawa, voting for that game Thursday night. Second place voting, Ticats and Eskimos. Third place, Winnipeg at Toronto. I'm going off Twitter. The winner of the vote will be broadcast on this Facebook live channel with Dupes and my and our crew Thursday night, 7 p.m. Mountain. There's some consternation over who the 0-6 Red Blacks should start at quarterback. And I'm going with Thady Arbuckle, I think, but we'll talk about that more in hour two. Yeah. Also coming up, Paul Hendrick from Leafs TV, Brad Fay from Sportsnet. Going to be a big hour two. We'll see the rest of you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Mountain, right here on Game Plus. Truth's in the coffee. It's truth serum.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.